You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Your girlfriend's arrived. You speak to me more about this person who's sitting next to me, and you say, "When's she coming in again?" I said, "I don't know. People think she's great." I said, "Well,
no, you take your bit of license here. I didn't say that."
Yeah, they. You did.
I said she is. I don't care what other people think.
What? You said people think she's
great. No, I did not.
You think she's great?
Yes.
Anyhow, introduce her.
I'm tongue-tied.
Introduce who's come in.
You know when you get tongue-tied, you get...
You're speaking now. You haven't got tongue-tied now. You're speaking. Go on.
No, but if I've got it, I just become tongue-tied.
Well, this is Sue Stanley, the four-time world aerobics...
Four?
It'll four? Be, we keep talking about it'll be six. I can get up to six before long. Now, you know those metal rings that I gave you to preoccupy you? Barney McCusker, can't mention his name, but he's an orthopaedic surgeon from Mount Gambier.
He's gone back to work.
Don't ever say he's writing.
He got the bullet, they've brought him back.
Don't ever say his writing is shaky, because if he's got to do surgery, people don't want to be being operated on with a man's shaky hands. So
he's
writing is perfect.
He's got to be 70, doesn't he? 80, oh,
he's got to be older than that, Christ.
You start to lose it.
So, Don, he hasn't started to lose it. He sent these metal rings, Ivan. Have you seen them?
Yes.
That you've got to separate and put in. So, Don, last week, so he doesn't dismantle the pens, he gave those, and Don took 1 hour and 40 minutes to separate the rings.
I did it in 10 seconds this morning, though.
Yeah,
I had a whole week.
I gave it to Sue here. When I got them, and I said, "Have a look at this. This is pretty difficult." 10 seconds. She opened them up, and I said, "Well, go on, put them back together." In 4 seconds, she opened them up and put them back in 20 seconds. You took an hour and 20.
That means
40.
She's got a different type of brain to us. Her brain thinks differently.
Absolutely, Don. You are spot on. So, welcome, Sue. Now, I wanted to mention that I see in the paper today, it says that the biggest body corporate meeting of any meeting ever in the history of apartments in Australia happened at the Aurora Central apartment building in the CBD of Melbourne, where they wanted the body corporate chairman, Mr. Hung Ching Tong, they wanted him to... I see you'd make a song out of that. Hung Ching Tong on the geek up. Anyhow, Hung Ching Tong, they wanted to get rid of him because he was apparently, it's alleged, giving favours to jobs to people to clean. I don't know what it was, but the only reason I'm mentioning this is I went to my first body corporate meeting at the place I live in, and it was whether you could wheel bikes through the foyer or take dogs through the foyer. And they wanted to change it so that you could walk dogs through the foyer of the building. And
Hang on, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs are already in your building, so how would the dogs get in if they didn't walk through the foyer?
Good question, Don. They come in through the car park, through the back entrance.
But like they still have got to go through the foyer to go through to the lift.
No, Don. They come in through the car park, which is at the back entrance, and it walks straight down into the elevators, but they don't come through the main entrance. And the contention was that they should be allowed to have dogs walk through the foyer.
Why?
But that was my point. If that was
if
a rule...
you've already got access and you go down the lift, go on.
Well, people didn't want to walk through the back entrance.
Why?
That was my point. And then I said, well, why did they have a rule there in the first place? And it was a very...
The dogs are dirty, the foyer.
Thank you, Don. This was my point. And it was a very pleasant meeting. There was no angst or there was no...
there'd be a lot of angst.
No, there wasn't. I was almost the odd voice out because I don't have a dog. And I said, well, they defecate and urinate, not probably in the...
They wouldn't do it in the foyer.
Some of them do.
What?
Some of them have, but that wasn't the point. Was what? As soon as they get out the doors, these automatic doors, they do it on the...
Do they?
Right out the... And the owners will pick it up and all that.
Yeah, but hang on. Oh.
So I said, and then I said, in the winter, it'll look like the Yarra River. There'll be 50 dogs walking there a day and backwards, dripping water on there. You'll have the maintenance people mopping the whole thing on a daily basis. It'll
be dangerous too.
Anyhow, then they said, that was my first,
and your last, I should imagine.
Well, not my last. I thought that was a very good point. My main point is, if that was a law in the first place, why are we changing it? And they said, well, they didn't have an answer to that. Of course, what we'll do, Don, is it'll be a democracy. We'll abide by the decision of the body corporate, and if they say you can walk dogs through the thing. Then the dogs will walk through the thing.
So they have to go away and adjudicate, do they? So they don't
There's a decision process that 75% of the people have to say it's in favour, and then 50% of those people have to... Oh, I couldn't work out the percentage.
How do they survey them?
Did you have a quorum?
A quorum? No, it was just a general meeting, and they just wanted opinion. And people said, well, look, it's good. It adds to the value of the property if you have a dog-friendly building. I said, well, it is dog-friendly. It is.
Why would you have a bloody dog in a flat? I reckon it's cruel.
Well, they allowed that, so it is dog-friendly. But anyhow, that's a work in progress. So I've become persona non grata there. It's a bit like the skateboards. I was the only person that railed up against skateboards, jumping on all the stoneware and having the boards shoot out and hit dogs and people walking in prams. And I became public enemy number one with all the riffraff and all the bloody louts who used to come down there. And I used to say to them, why don't you go to where you live and ruin your neighbourhood by shooting out the boards and chipping all the stonework and benches? Why do you come around to where we
live? They were very lucky that you spoke to them like that at your age, because had it been 50 years ago, you would have sorted out in a different way.
Well, I'll tell you why I spoke to them like that, Don, because they used to video...
They're bigger than... Bigger and stronger than you.
Wouldn't matter.
Well, wouldn't.
No, if they want to belt me, that's all right. But they used to video...
But you would have belted them 50 years ago.
They used to video it on the phone. So I was very careful what I said to them. So that was that, Sue. Have you had trouble with... you've got a dog. You've got a nice dog, an old dog.
I've got a dog, yes. Yeah. But I do understand how you feel, because I understand that dogs, and we're very lucky to have... I can have it in my house. I don't live in an apartment. But if you have it in an apartment, you can have it there. So there are people who don't like dogs, and there are people. And you've got to respect that. So I've got one of those English staffies, so he's got a big head. And some people are scared of him. So you've got to respect some decisions. So you've got to come to a happy medium that if they can go out the back door and not the front door, but they can still live in the apartment, isn't that a happy win-win?
This was lost on the people that I spoke in front of, but they're all very nice people, and it wasn't a personal thing about people who have dogs, because they're all my friends. But I just said, I'm not sure why we're even discussing changing this, Don.
Now that Sue's here, can I ask you another question, Sue?
Yes, Don.
You being a ratepayer in the Shire of Mornington, do you realise that our shire was voted one of the worst in Victoria? This is in the 2022 Community Satisfaction Survey. Live in probably the worst, if not, way down the bottom, as far as shires and their performance goes.
That's pretty sad, because that area is beautiful down there. So the council's going to pull their finger out.
That council is just not performing. And can I give a shout out to a lady called Kate Roper, who's going to stand? What they're doing, Sue, if you don't realise, I reckon these councils are using it for their own beneficial means to get further. Gus Mercurio. Paul Mercurio was a councillor for 5 minutes. Now he's a state member. They use that as an entree. A number of other councils have stood for federal and state government from down there.
As political stepping stone.
I think so. And I'm going to give a shout out to a lady called Kate Roper, who is a resident, and Mornington people, vote for her at the next upcoming extraordinary election.
So what's Kate's platformed on?
Well, she's got common sense. I've read her little
about
thing.
What?
Come about what's happening people. In our, the spending that's going on. They've got a sister town up in Northern Territory. They send someone up to that. That's expense. $50,000 on counting the koalas in the state. We've got, they went to a bloody woman's networking conference at Flint, with that golf club you play at. What's that? Cape Shank.
Knitting conference?
Networking.
Oh, networking.
Women's networking knitting. Conference. And the women stayed overnight. They live in the Shire. They could have driven home. It's our...
That might have been pissed.
And the roads... Do you want me to go on about the roads? I saw a worker working on the road the other day.
Here we go.
And here we go. You're not wrong, Ivan. I'm going to tell it. I'm going to say it. It was a woman.
Oh, God.
And she was filling a hole.
And she had a high vis?
She had the high vis and all the rest. And I watched her... Fill the hole. Now listen, when you fill a hole, lady, you get asphalt and you fill the hole. You ram it as you go. You don't put the asphalt in the hole and ram the top of it because it is not compacted. And what happens? It comes out again. Yep. It's good for the contractor because he keeps himself in business. He's coming back and filling the same hole on countless occasions. They don't know what to do. And they can't do the job properly, and our roads down there. In fact, I think there's a bloke doing, he's taken up a petition about this, so I'm not the only one. Our council is the worst. I agree with that survey. The
Kate Roper.
But
the
Don,
22.
Don, if you are so passionate about that, why don't you go down to get onto the council?
Get off your ass and go down. Yep. No good shouting
you can
from
make
the
a
rooftops.
Difference?
Hey, listen,
courage
Sue, I was on a board.
Oh,
and I think
I upset
a few people on the one run through.
Yeah, Hawthorne Football Club.
But they did say after I left, is that what he was talking about? Oh, it's a bit far-sighted for them. There's a lot
people are not usually liked if they're going to make changes. So if you're going to want to make a change, don't expect to be liked. So get on there, get your butt off there, get and be
a councillor.
Yeah,
but you've got to go against the others.
Yeah, I'll support
you. So the woman filling the pothole, Don, it's a bit like my friend who was signed up a woman because... it was females only apply because they were trying to fill the quota system as a driver, drive vehicle.
You told this story before.
I'm just saying it's a bit
don't
like...
Don't repeat it. We've got shorter time.
I said it's a bit like the thing I mentioned. The woman would be a quota system on the council. The woman was asked to be a driver and she came down. She didn't have a licence. And they said, oh, well, they couldn't sack her because it would be discriminatory. So she had to go and get a licence. That's same as that, Don.
Well, so don't forget, Kate Roper, number one, the Watson Ward.
I thought you were going to say
Watson Ward. I don't think that's your ward, Sue.
Not my ward.
No, so but she's standing.
I'm going to vote for
week or two.
I'm
just wanted
vote
to mention this. I don't know if you know who Craig Hutchison is, but he...
Craig, the guy who did the footy show.
Well, but he's bigger than that, Don. Oh. He runs SEN.
The Mongol. A very big mogul.
Very big media mogul. He's
the Craig Hutchison from Warrigal.
Hutchie.
He grew up in Warrigal. Is that the one?
He's been on the podcast?
No. I'd like to get him on the podcast. His SEN go to 70 different stations and he has become a multimedia star. He is a real go-getter and he flew Gary Lyon, James Brayshaw, Damien Barrett, myself, and Tim Cleary up to... We haven't done the shout-outs yet. We're leaving them.
Tim Cleary?
Tim Cleary was the producer of the footy show. Ran Channel 9 for a period of time. And we went up to the Cathedral, David Evans's golf club up in near Thornton. And he flew us up on two choppers. And that's the only way to go, Don. We had
why would he do that for you guys?
Because that's the sort of, he's an entrepreneur and he just thought he'd do it as a nice gesture of being magnanimous. And we had a fantastic time. Have you ever been to Cathedral, Don?
No, there's only 100 members there, isn't there?
Very exclusive. Very expensive.
Have they put toilets on the fairways yet? Because you had a leak against the tree.
That's correct. They haven't got a lot of toilets on.
So do you still go and have a relieve yourself in the tree beside the driveway?
No, I made sure I emptied the bladder before I hit off.
Before you started, right.
And it was quite hot. Good. And so I drank a lot of water, but luckily it absorbed into my body and good. I didn't have to urinate
It sounds very upper class, and I don't think what you were doing, pissing against a tree, is upper class.
Well, no, but sometimes, Don, if you're caught short, you must evacuate your bowels. Well, not.
Oh,
evacuate.
Your bowels! Well, so you dropped your pants and...
I didn't evacuate my bowels. Shit. In front of the koalas. Needed...
Talk about dogs in your bloody thing. What about the golf course? You're flying around the ball lands in your shit.
I didn't.
Oh,
I
God.
Didn't, Don, I
oh,
didn't...
Oh, please.
I didn't evacuate my
what
bowels.
What about the smell?
I didn't evacuate. Mind you, it would blend in with all the kangaroo shit that's over the course. I didn't evacuate my bowels. I said I urinated. But there were. But it's a beautiful course, and has he set it up?
It was. It was a beautiful course.
No, it's a beautiful course, Don, and it's extraordinarily good. And
what's the membership fees like there?
Oh, I think it's all. It's
by invitation.
It's certainly by invitation.
I heard there was only 100 members.
Yes,
is that
I
right?
think it's fully subsidised, fully subscribed. I think I don't think you can become a member there anymore.
I think they want to extend that course. Don't they want to buy land next
well,
door?
Well, he's got
Rob,
plenty of it.
Rob Elliott.
He's got plenty of it.
How'd you play? What was your golf like?
Golf was fair, but it was good to play.
How do you play on the ankle? It's no good.
Yeah, no, it's no good. And we had a very nice dinner at night, and we had plenty to drink, and I didn't, but they had nice... And
anyone
you'd be
make a
amazed
fool of
at
themselves?
How good we became. The more the night went on, how more successful and how brilliant we were. We were just the best people in the world.
Well, I do watch, and I've complimented you, and I think you're very good, but I didn't realise you had a security guard, but I watch YouTube, and you come up on, what is it called, Street Talk?
Yes.
Very funny. Very good.
Thank you, Don. I'll take
how you deal with those idiots is beyond me.
Right.
Do you think you get... Do you come down to their level? Is it hard coming down to their level?
I'm a man of the people, God. I'm a man of
the people. It'd be very easy for you, I should imagine.
I would get on with more cross-section of society than most people who whinge about what we do on a day-to-day basis. At one with the rank and file in this community, Don. At one. Now, we have purposely left... Because we've got to interview someone in quarter of an hour. I've purposely left the shout-outs. The doc from Sydney, Doc Fordham, he's once again texted me and he said, mate, he said, if I'm going to come on the podcast and give you my expertise and tell you how to run it, he said, could you please just pay scant regard to the instructions I give you? Do not do the shout-outs at the start. We've covered a lot of topics, Don. You've covered topics. Ivan said fuck all, as normal. Sue's come in and added a little levity.
Class, bit of class.
Class. And he said, for God's sake, do the shout-outs if you must. He said, but leave them to the end. And now we're doing the shout-outs before we close off and we have our keynote interview. You'll love our keynote interview. I shouldn't mention who it is before we can get her on the line in case we can't. We'll interview Sue if she doesn't come on the line. Here are the quick shout-outs, Don. Michael Christian Menswear. The hats, You Cannot Be Serious hats and T-shirts. I don't know how he keeps up with the demand, but he asked me to mention Spike. Spike.
Spike, where's he from?
Well done. From Mooney Ponds. It's the Mooney Ponds.
Just up the road.
Mooney Ponds, and he has ordered T-shirts for his bowling team. Bowling, lawn bowling team. They're going to wear.
Oh, boy, cannot.
He's going to wear the You Cannot Be Serious T-shirts.
Oh, there's got to be cretins.
For the bowling team.
Do you
this
think
is
we
Spike.
Appeal to cretins?
MikeChristianMenswear.com has been overrun with orders for hats.
What about the
and T-shirts?
What about the aprons?
I gave Ching, you know Ching from the.
Oh yeah, Ching down
I
here.
I gave Ching hey, the apron.
Oh, you're joking!
She is a walking billboard. She wears the cap, and the
what
apron.
What about the T-shirt?
Yeah, no, I've.
She could wear that T-shirt you on as a dress.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't give her this one because I'm wearing it. So then Jared is a shout out.
Jared.
Tim, I think I know Tim. It could be.
Where's Jared hail from?
He hails from Muralbark.
Muralbark.
I just made that up. I don't know where he hails from.
Well, where'd you see him?
I can't remember that either.
What, age?
No.
Age is catching up with you. No. You can't remember a few
Tim
things.
From Queensland. Tim is up at on the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah.
That could be. I'm not sure if that's the man that came to the to cathedral with us. Could be Tim. Might be.
What, were you pissed you don't remember?
No. Tim knows who he is. You're doing, He's a very good man, Tim.
You're doing a bit of that powder again? Yeah,
no, we don't do powder.
Well, Donnie, you used to.
What? I used to, didn't I? How do you know I used to? Now, how do you know
the word gets around?
Oh, what from whom?
So you didn't,
Don. How do you know I used to do powder? And who said the word got around by whom?
Well, you know how
you wouldn't even fucking know what you're talking about. Ron, do you know Ron Hosking?
I do, from Geelong.
He owns 800 Kentucky Fried Chipper.
Does he?
Chipper?
800?
No, he doesn't. Oh, 800, he does. Don, please. He owns quite a few of them, and he's a keen listener. And Percy from Torquay. Do you know
Percy?
Do you know Percy Jones?
No, that's Percy at the porcelain, that bloke.
Percy, he listens.
Percy,
I don't think it's Percy Jones, because this Percy,
he's
I'm
got
told,
more brains.
No, he's out. He does surfboarding and he does
flying. Percy's fucked. Oh, I shouldn't say that. He's buggered.
Percy Jones, I think, is
he
a very good kiteboard rider.
Kiteboard,
yeah, kiteboard. You know the wind kite things.
Yeah,
and when the surf's up,
he's out there.
Particularly when there's a north wind and offshore wind and it lifts the waves, he is out there on a Malibu board. This is Percy Jones, who used to coach and captain and play for Carlton.
Yeah, he is
if you can see him there with his hair slicked back and he looks
fine. He used to finish his pre-match address at the end of the game.
That's right, because he had a speech. He wasn't fluent in speaking. He wasn't, was he? He wasn't fluent. He wasn't. He was
pretty aggressive as a coach. Do you remember at the Waverley that
he
day?
He said to me,
he hooked. Or had a throw through his punch at Tony Jewell, opposition coach, at three-quarter time. Two coaches fighting.
I came up against him.
Wouldn't happen today, would it?
Many, many times I came up against him and he said, what are you fucking doing? And I said, what's that, Peter? He said, fuck off. Peter is his name. But he's a very keen surfer. And if you go down to Torquay and want to see older men doing what they used to do, he cuts a swathe on the Torquay beach on a big surf day.
You can see shorts, wouldn't they?
You can see him hanging 10.
10.
Hanging 10, putting 10 toes over the front of the board.
I know what it is. Right, I used to hang 10. Could you hang 10?
Yeah, I hung 10. Don't worry about that.
But there were small waves at Point Lonsdale.
Now, I was driving over the Westgate Bridge the other day.
Oh, not again. Don't tell me about
the
graffiti.
You didn't see Fiona, did you?
The what? Graffiti.
You didn't see Fiona on the bridge.
Good one, Ivan. I was driving over the Westgate Bridge and I frightened the shit out of me. I had the hood off the car and this bloke tooted me and I thought, what the fuck? And he said, Sam! I said, did I shout then? Sorry. He said, Sam. He said, it's Paul. I said, yes, Paul. You're frightened the shit. What do you want, mate? He said, love the podcast. And he was in a Kia Carnival, a big sort of people mover.
What, and a truck?
Well, it's a carnival. It's a people mover. And it's
like
sort of
Tarago.
Yeah, like a Tarago. Well done, Ivan.
Small bus.
Well, all right.
Oh, I didn't.
Anyhow, so this is a shout out to Paul. And then there's a friend of mine who texted me, and her name is Tsukiko Carmichael.
She's not a friend. You would have, that name would have come off your tongue like that. She's not a friend.
So she is a Japanese-American, and she's a very good friend of mine, and I didn't recognise that Tsukiko is Japanese for her name Teresa. So this is very good friend
Teresa
of mine.
Teresa Carmichael.
She used to be the late Bob Carmichael's wife, and I know her very well, but I didn't recognise the Tsukiko, so I ring her up and I said, who are you? And she said, it's Teresa, Sam. I said, geez, how would I know what Tsukiko is? She said, well, that's my Japanese name, because she's a Japanese man, and she's an extraordinarily good-looking lass. And all things being equal, Don, which they're not, she's up in Queensland.
And I've got a shout out, but I can tie.
Good.
Now, I won't say his name.
Hurry up.
He may get embarrassed, but he listens to our podcast. His name is Luke, and he's from Ballarat, and he's got onto the Be Fit Food. And can you believe in 3 days, he's lost 2.5 kilos? Being on Be Fit Food.
Is that a lot in a day, 2 days?
What are you laughing for? See, you think it's bullshit.
Is that a lot?
Like,
2.5K?
Well, it's 5 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
£5 in the old language.
Okay.
2.5. No, 2.5 would be more, nearly 6 pounds. What did I say, 2 or 3 days?
I don't know what you said, but that's as Kate save. Were you giving her plenty? Are we getting anything from Kate? Still getting the food, are we?
Dim Sims.
Is this a contra thing?
Dim Sims.
I'm out of Dim Sims, Kate. Maybe she could send a parcel up or something if we keep mentioning
it. Well, I got two shout outs. One for a lady I met this morning, Linda.
Linda?
Who listens to the podcast.
Where'd you meet her?
On the street.
Oh, you just pulled a name. What's your name, lady? Linda.
And Greg, whose wife works in the city there.
Who?
He's an insurance salesman, Greg.
So who are you giving a shout out to, Greg or his wife?
Greg.
Sue, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to my mum, Mount Martha Bowls Club, who was in the pennant on Tuesday. And they won, and they're in the grand finals next weekend for the ladies' bowls at Mount Martha.
Can I tell you about Sue's mum? Don, we went out on the... We took the ladies...
Sorry, hang on. Where's the bowling club at Mount Martha? There's one at Mornington.
Oh, where is
it? Yeah, the Walk on the Bay. You know the Walk on the Bay?
No, Susie.
Do they need T-shirts?
I'll tell you about...
I'm a resident on the
Sue's
peninsula. I'm trying to find the bloody...
We took the pink lady people out, the volunteers out on the boat. There was 15 of them.
Breast cancer ladies.
Yes. And Sue's mum came out, and we have a little mat that we put out the back of the boat, and no one would go out on the mat except Sue's mum, who jumped onto it.
Yeah, but that's where Sue gets all the stuff from, her mum.
Not from her mother, she wouldn't. If you'd seen her mother, she wouldn't have got it.
I don't have good genetics.
No disrespect. To her mother, but she wouldn't have got a genetic.
Well, getting on the thing, I mean, getting on the bloody mat, guts.
Don,
cool guts.
Don, we had a whole lot of steeplechasers on the boat, and they were fantastic older women. Fantastic. I'm an older steeplechaser. Fantastic women, and they all got on the mat, and they looked like harp seals. They looked fantastic, they did, and they had a great time. And Sue's mother led the pack. She was would do anything. She was jumped off the boat, and she
daughter does the same on
Mum doesn't have the greatest of mobility. Mum's mum. She's 82, I think.
She's 82.
This is the point of me saying this, Don. She was a trooper.
Give it a go.
Yep. This is probably where Sue got the whatever she's got from her mother. Well, of course you would have got that. Is there anything else now? The doc. You got any more shout-outs or topics? Because we're closing off and getting ready to speak to our guest, who's we're going to do it on the phone, Don. By the time we work out how to record her, that'll take the best part of 7 minutes. Any other shout-outs or topics that you've forgotten about? Anything we missed? Don, please. Anything at all? I'll take that as a no. Okay, so we're going to close off, Ivan. I'm sure there's a topic that we've missed. We want
to
thank the traditional owners for being in the building here. Past, present and emerging.
I forgot something. There's a bloke in Israel, but he didn't give me his name. He's a doctor.
How come we know all these doctors?
Yeah, I know.
Netanyahu, was that his name?
Oh, I think he's a friend of his. Anyway, I'll get it for next
week. Wasn't Dr. Nicole? No.
Dr. Nicole's been on the boat. She was on the boat last week. You know, the person that you terrorised. Yeah, that you terrorised. You rang her up and said, and she said, look, I can't speak to you. I'm at a lunch and you got the shits. You said, hello, are you? She said, yes, Don, I'm at a lunch. Oh, I'll ring you back. You've given me the arse. And she said, I didn't give him the arse. I was just at a function and Don got the shits and never spoke to me again. You maybe come on the boat and reacquaint yourself with her. She had a boyfriend on there anyhow. So, but you could cut him out. That's never worried you in the past. You can snip people. Yeah, I've never seen a person snip other people's girlfriends like you could. Teammates, acquaintances, people you don't know.
Really?
Nothing. You just go bang straight to the jugular, you do. and women say, but I'm going out. It doesn't matter, I'm here now. And but Don, I've come with... So, doesn't matter, tell him to go home, I'll give him a cab. Don, you are ruthless. Right, on that note, we're winding it up.
Because you ain't treating me right. Come back again.